Well, hello, Words for Change. It's Lionel here. I'm reaching out to you from the very heart of our shared journey in inspiration and transformation. As you know, our mission since day one has been to empower, inspire, and enlighten people as they go through the transitory stages of life. And together, we've helped countless of people through exploration and spiritual growth and personal growth. With our stories, our questions, our interviews, we've grown together. Every story, every lesson, every word has been a step toward a better selves, in a better world. In order for us to continue bringing transformation, inspiration to you, we need your support. By sponsoring Words for Change, you're not just contributing to a podcast, but you're fueling a movement, and a movement that's touching so many people. Your sponsorship ensures that we keep bringing our voice, our stories, our interviews, and our teachings to inspire positive change. For our listeners who've been with us from the very start, and those who've just tuned in, consider subscribing. It's a small step toward a giant leap of faith for our Words of Change community. Each subscription brings us closer to inspiring more people and creating positive change in the world. In that spirit, think of sponsoring or subscribing, not just by supporting us, but you're also investing in fueling inspiration and direction in the world. Every penny, every click, every share means that we're reaching our goals. So let's keep the momentum going as a change agent in the world. Let's continue to be the change that we want to see. Let our words, our actions, and our contribution speak far and wide. You can go to our Patreon page in the show notes, click the link, make a donation even on a monthly basis or one-time donation. Every penny counts. Every penny helps us to reach our goal. So thank you for your integral support of our journey as we move toward making the world a better place. What happens is when we don't get up from failed expectations, we become bitter people who hate to see other people succeed. When things don't go the way you want them to go, what happens to you?
See, but the real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. Somebody said that adversity introduces a man to himself or woman. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
Hey, y'all, this is Lionel. Hey, I want to talk about how to get up from failed expectations. It's not the fact that we get knocked down. It's how do we get up and move forward, face our fears, to discover a new tomorrow. Let's talk about it.
Brought you to this point. What did you learn from it? Are you learning anything? Or are you doing it over and over and over again?
Well, people have a tendency to become bitter. They become paralyzed and don't know how to get up from those failed expectations. And when you become bitter and paralyzed and you can't get up from those failed expectations, there's several things that happen. One of the first things that happen is that you become resentful. You become paralyzed, right? You don't know how to move forward. Becoming a resentful person means that you just live a life full of regret. And living a life full of regret means that you don't know how to move forward. You develop low self-esteem because of it. Okay? The other thing is when you don't know how to get up from what you've gone through, you're not able to use it to prepare you forward for your next venture or your next experience. So you become paralyzed because of divorce or because the business didn't work out or because the relationship with someone is not good.
That's called life.
Or any of these things, right? You begin to hate yourself. You begin to have low self-esteem. You begin to give up on your dreams and passions and desires. You do that because you're paralyzed. You don't know how to move forward. And you're now being captured by low self-esteem. So, what can you do? What can we do in order to move forward? Well, number one, we have to die to our expectations. So in order for Jesus to accomplish his goal, right, he had to die, right? That's an example of, or metaphor for how you and I have to go through a certain kind of death internally in order for us to transition from one phase of life to the next. So you have to die to yourself. You have to die to past expectations and failed realities. All right. So that's the first thing, right? So that relationship is not going to work. That business didn't work. That friend betrayed you. You just have to let it go. Die to it. Number two, you have to have self-reflection, right? Self-reflection is a big thing. Because what self-reflection does, it allows you to use the resources from past failures as fuel to push you forward. The scripture verse in the Bible says, unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it can't produce fruit. In other words, unless you, if you don't use self-reflection as a way to teach you about yourself and how to move forward. For instance, if you failed because of things didn't work out the way you wanted it to go, what did you learn from that experience, right? How can those experiences be the soil to teach you about yourself? If you're dealing with low self-esteem because your spouse betrayed you, or your friend, boyfriend, or girlfriend betrayed you, right? How does it teach you? How does it fuel you to go forward? What are you learning? That's why I have these journals right here. Because journals is all about self-reflection, because it teaches you something about yourself. So you have to let the past be the past, die to expectations. Number two, you have to dive into self-reflection and look at how those experiences have given you life lessons that you can use to move forward. And what's more important in all of that is once you get beyond the past, once you start self-reflecting, then you can begin creating a new you, setting new expectations. But now you have all your past experiences behind you that will fuel you to go forward. How to take failure and use it as an opportunity to move forward. John Maxwell wrote a book called Falling Forward. I encourage you to check that out, okay? And so this is my vision, my hope, my message to you, that you don't have to stay stuck, or like I would say, you don't have to stay stuck on stupid because of what didn't work out in the past. And I know that because I went through that myself. But you can start again. So I want you to start again, okay?
What did you learn from it?
Peace.